You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray, coming to you live from Park City, Utah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so happy to have another week on with you guys. And I want to say thank you, first of all, to everyone that sent their warm birthday wishes. We did a speaking engagement here the day before Sundance started. And I want to give a special thank you to Lainey Strauss, Michael Bedenbaugh, and of course, my fiance, Benjamin, who everybody was supportive and amazing. Special shout out to Park City Hostel. They were hosting us, and our team member, Jade. That thank you so much, everyone that's helped. Also, I want to give a shout out to the Impact Lounge. They held an amazing talk. Kerry Washington was there talking about filmmaking and justice and all those beautiful things. Great Lake, the Great Lakes South Arm. Thank you for this lovely tote. Grow the flow. All right, grow the flow. Apparently this lake is not doing so well, and they gave me this really nice swag tote bag. So I want to give them a shout out. And if you want to contribute, you can find them at the Great Salt Lake South Arm, okay? And you know, contribute if you'd like to help with the receding water line there. But lots of stuff going on. We're waiting for Dr. Vaughn to tap in, but I'll just give you guys some covers of some of the magazines that we got here in town. Lots of movie buzz. And wow. You know, DiCaprio is on the cover of Deadline doing his thing. And we've got, of course, Variety. Okay. A lot of movies are up. I want to give a shout out to Corinne and her movie. I'm really, really happy for her. It's showing as we speak. She got her film in here at Sundance. So let me give you guys a visual of that. I have to pull it all up. I've got a lot of moving parts on this trip. But I'm very excited for her. The Neglected, okay? And this is her film. The Neglected. Let me show you guys the poster. It's a special screening. It's got Josh Duhamel and Dylan Sprouse in it. So congratulations for that screening, Corinne. Maybe you guys can see it if I get the glare off a little. But yeah, we have a power-packed show today. I'm waiting to see if Dr. Vaughn can chime in. And guys, lots of things buzzing. Of course, I was walking down Main Street in Park City and saw one of the Sinner's stars. I won't say who he is in case, you know, whatever. People were running up to him. He was signing posters. It's cold. It's cold. It's not as cold as it was last year. But yeah, it was really, really cool to see him. And I think, what did they have, 10, 15 nominations for an Oscars? So congratulations to the Sinner's cast and crew production. Oh, excuse me. That was really cool to see. There's a lot of people out, though. Even though there's not a lot of snow, we have another speaking engagement coming up on the 28th here in Park City, Utah. I'm so excited to have Real Housewives of Orange County star Lynn Curtin, Tracy Doyle, who is the author of Life Storms. Speaking of life storms, I'm hoping that she'll be able to make it through the storm there on the East Coast. So safe travels, traveling mercies there, Tracy. And we're also going to have, we're working on another surprise guest, so we'll announce that later. Anyway, let's see. I can't see the text there because I'm on my phone. The laptop wasn't working. Dr. Vaughn is here. Yay, Dr. Vaughn. Welcome back to the Startup with Monique Leray. Dr. Vaughn Watts, everybody, owner and founder and CEO of Aegis Formulas. Dr. Vaughn, how are you doing?
Good. How are you? It's good to be back. Good to see you.
Yes, I'm doing good. It's good to see your face. I'm keeping warm, Dr. Vaughn. I know you're used to the cold, but I'm not.
Yeah, it's been a little chilly up here in the Northwest these last week.
Yes. All right. Well, welcome back. So we'll go full screen. I would love for you to reintroduce yourself for the folks that do not know who you are. So take some time to reintroduce your background and what you have cooking with Aegis Formulas, please.
Absolutely. Yeah, no. So I'm Dr. Von Watts. I'm a functional medicine doctor. And I sold my practice back in about in 2019, got into the supplement world, and I kind of sit in the functional medicine supplement space where we provide products for like organ support, detoxification, some really cool new strip technology that's a supplement, but in a like a Listerine strip format. So no pills, no capsules, that kind of stuff. And then like, I think last time I was on here, but a few months ago, back in September, released my first book, Foundational Wellness. And so, yeah, it's a little bit about who I am.
Yes, wonderful. Congratulations on your book too. I should be getting a copy any day now. It's funny, I don't have one here, Dr. Devon.
I'll make sure to get one out to you.
Why don't you, you have it, is it behind you there?
Yeah, here's one right here.
Why don't you hold up for the listeners, excuse me, for the viewers to see Foundational Wellness. All right, congratulations. That is so, every time I have an author on here, I'm so blown away. And then I start thinking, I have so many chapters and pages I've done, but I haven't cracked down. Can you talk to us about how you, because you're busier than I am, I think, or just as. How do you crack down and really get it done?
You know what? Sometimes I wonder how, because, you know, I also have a women's health podcast that I do.
Yeah.
Actually, usually down in Salt Lake. I was down there a couple of weeks ago, and I'll be back down there in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So I go down there and I'll film like 6 episodes in 2 days and then come back up to Boise. And then, you know, I deal with my book tour stuff and as well as supplements. But I don't know. Luckily, it's all kind of in the same world. So some of it, there's some overlap with some things. But no,
yeah.
There's no way around it. It's a grind.
It's a grind. Like, just to get like technical about it, did you go, okay, I'm going to do the titles because I have inspiration of the titles? Or did you do like, say today, okay, I'm going to do 5 pages? Or did you just get like a brainstorm of content that you sat down and wrote? Like, how did you piece it out?
So mine was probably much easier than most that write books, because mine's based off a system that I developed back in 2016. I called it Foundational Medicine, which is the precursor to functional medicine. And so, which basically what I taught, and I used to teach doctors this system, is oftentimes when we have some kind of health issue, we go and we try to just start treating it. We run blood work, we see what's in there, and then boom, we just go to try to just go after those markers that are out of balance or off or high or low, right?
Yeah.
And I did that, and I used to do a lot of that. And I got to the point where I felt like there was patients that it wasn't working for. Like I was chasing red herrings or something in these blood panels. And
yeah.
So what I discovered is this concept of what I call foundational medicine, which now they teach the general public, foundational wellness, which is all diseases caused by one thing and one thing only, and that's organ dysfunction. And organ dysfunction, you know, the human body is a self-healing organism when it's, you know, when things are operating the way they were designed to operate. And so two of the big main things that cause organ dysfunction are nutritional deficiencies, you know, vitamin, mineral, nutrient deficiencies that are required for, you know, to keep our body out of disease, and toxins, which we're exposed to more toxins now than we ever have been. And so what I taught is, instead of going straight into treating, which would be like a farmer walking out throwing seeds in a field, you're going to get an unpredictable harvest, right? So before you go into treat, you get the terrain, you get the field ready. So go in and address nutritional deficiencies, detox out the organs, give that some organ support. And what I found is about 60% of my patients never moved into a functional medicine phase. Just by doing that, their labs normalized and they got back to just complete normal. So for me, it was easy because it was already a system that I'd been teaching. So more it was just taking that system and putting it into a book.
Yeah.
So it really wasn't, I mean, I think from start to finish, maybe 6 months, but, and that's from start to publish.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is amazing. Okay. That's smart. So that's actually really 2 things that you just shared that was really great. You kind of just cracked the code on how you treat your clients and how you approach your formulas and your practice. And I love that, clearing it out as much as you can and then receiving the medicine and the help and the treatment for the dis-ease. But I also like, so like folks, if you have something that you practice, Dr. Vaughn just dropped a method on how you can just, what you're doing every day in your practice, whatever you do for a living, you could put that into your formula for your book. So just sure. write it down. That was so practical. I love yeah. that advice.
And I had a little help too, because I'm not self-published. You know, a lot of authors are self-published. I actually work with Beverly Hills Publishing Company, and so they've been pretty amazing. So they're on the ball. So once yeah. the system, like the book was like kind of complete, I mean, it was a few months, it was like 2-3 months before, I think maybe 2 months, 2.5 months yeah. before we went right to publishing. So that also helps too. If you have a good, you know, you have people that are already, you know, they're in the business, that's what they do. So they can take you straight there quicker, but.
Yeah. And they stay on you, right? So it's like personal training. When I know I have to be somewhere or someone's depending on me or there's a deadline, I tend to push myself forward. All right. So we've got a lot of great things coming up with Dr. Vaughn. Dr. Vaughn and I and his family, we met, I think, 2-3 years ago when I was getting ready for Sundance, right?
Almost 2 years ago, yeah.
Yes, it's our working friendship anniversary. So since then, we've been going hard and fast. And why don't you catch folks up on what you have cooking? I know you have the magazine, you have your podcast, you have the book, you have Oscars Week coming up. So tell us, and then you've also launched another product. So catch us up.
Yeah. So we have, I launched a podcast a couple months ago called The Shift Collective. Okay. So if you look it up, it's called The Shift Collective with Heidi Swap and Dr. Vaughn Watts. And it's really geared towards, you know, more the women, you know, 35 to 60, those that are starting to come into menopause. And so talking about women's health and what else? The book Foundation, like I said, Foundational Wellness, you can go to foundationalwellness.com. And if you want to get a copy of the book, with the supplements, yeah, we rolled out a newer product a couple months ago. Gosh, I wish I had, you know what, let me,
while he's doing that. Yeah. While Dr. Vaughn is doing that, guys, make sure you're following Dr. Vaughn at Aegis Formulas on all platforms. It's AEGIS Formulas. You'll see it. It's like a grayish blue logo. And he's known for the Calm Strips, the Calm AF. And they look like a little piece of a fruit roll up if you're a person of a certain age and you put it on your tongue. And it lasts 20 minutes for me. I'm completely calm, which is hard to do sometimes.
I have someone bringing them down here. So I'll show them. You can also follow me at Doc Vaughn, V-O-H-N, at Instagram. But she's going to bring them down. So we have two. One is a Calm Strip, one's the Clear Strip. So Aegis Formulas, and it's Calm AF and Clear AF. And the Calm, what it does, it has two patented all-natural ingredients. It comes from mango leaf extract and the kana plant from South Africa. And this is, let me show you kind of what it looks like here because it's kind of cool. But they've both been clinically proven to calm your nervous system, calm anxiety, stress, help with that, and then increase mental focus. So these will typically last about, so it comes in a little thing like this.
Yeah, hold it up real close so they can see. Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
That's perfect. Yes.
And so then it comes out, it literally comes out like a Listerine strip.
Yeah. There you go. And they're tasty. I love them.
And then our newest one we just released is this one here, which is Clear AF. This helps with allergy relief and seasonal allergy relief within 10 to 15 minutes. I'm talking runny eyes, stuffy nose, and it doesn't make you drowsy.
Yeah.
It has two active ingredients in here as well, which is 8,000 IUs of vitamin D. So it's the same thing on one little strip. Some K2, and then it has a thing called GMI protein, which is a very specific protein that comes from a reishi mushroom it's a specific reishi mushroom that grows on a tree in Taiwan. And so they have about 30, 40 years of research on its immune system benefits. And so you combine that with vitamin D, and it's quite the home run for immune support and allergy relief.
Great. Yeah. And you know what? I think you're touching all the markets. Like now it's like, okay, Sundance Week, I need Calm AF, I need Clear AF, because you know, the elevation, something with the sinuses up here, And then you're also touching the animal market. Tell us about what you have with that.
Yeah, so actually, we left that part out. I have another company called Pet Amp Life, AMP Life.
Yep.
And it is it's an all-natural supplement company. Both companies, we are completely all-natural. We don't use any dyes, gluten, dairy, soy, GMO, any of that kind of stuff. So we're super highly, like super clean products with the highest absorption technology available for those ingredients. And so we have a couple products there. We have one that's a longevity product, has resveratrol and some other things that really helps with, you know, our dogs age and they start slowing down, helps more with that mitochondrial energy, cellular energy, and more spunk, as well as we have a detox product because we know our pets are exposed to toxins that are sprayed in pesticides, sprayed in grass and the foods they eat. So they, yeah. That helps to detox out those harmful chemicals. And then we have an organ support product right now. And so we're going to be rolling out a few more products this year with that company, but you can go to petamplife.com, check that out as well.
Cool. Dr. Vaughn, you guys keep your eye on Dr. Vaughn. I always predict it, but I can see you getting your own show and being the new Dr. Oz, maybe one with more information and more science. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but thank you for jumping on. I know you're very busy and we can't wait to see you again before Oscars around that time. Congratulations again on the book and all your success. And we'll see you really soon, Dr. Vaughn.
Thank you.
All right, darling. See you soon. All right, guys. I'm so excited. Let's keep it moving. I can't see the text, but I believe we have our next guest coming on. And she's a busy mover and shaker as well. Miss Dawn Torkelson. Dawn, hi. How's it going? Welcome to the startup.
It's going great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm keeping warm, girl, in Utah. You know, I'm a beach girl, so I've got my jacket on and my hats and all that. But why don't you go ahead, we'll go full screen and introduce yourself to the audience. Tell us about your journey, who you are, and what you have going on.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's a lot to fit into that. Hi, everyone. My name's Dawn Torkelson, and my journey is I'm an author, and I'm a hypnotherapist and a mindset coach. And I, my whole thing is I really help people to feel safe in their bodies so that confidence, clarity, and communication can come back to them easily. And I do this by helping people to kind of get past all the learned behavior and to help them really come into who they truly are. And I had, you know, I'm a massage therapist. I'm a trained hypnotherapist. I'm a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming. And what all that really means is I've really learned to find that mind, body, spirit connection. And I had a great opportunity that was given to me, not one I ever wanted, but one that I found to embrace when I got diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And I had a tumor wrapped around my spinal cord, and I ended up having spinal surgery. And I recovered using all these techniques that I, throughout the years, I've been trained in. Everything from sound therapy and the benefits of massage and relaxation, and everything just kind of spiraled, you know, from I don't know. I mean, it's just a path and a journey that you're on where you learn these techniques. And I got to use everything for myself and really see what happens when you put it all together and see the benefits that we as individual people are capable of and how incredibly powerful we are as individual human beings. And when you get that mindset right, it's just incredible that we can accomplish whatever we wanted. And like in my case, I wanted my health back.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's a lot to encompass in that intro, but I think you're really going to get a lot of people that can lean into your journey here, because no matter what it is, someone's dealing with something, or we know someone that's dealing with something health related. And I'm glad that we had Dr. Vaughn on before to kind of tee this up. And you just leaned into, we know everyone that's touched by something disease wise, yeah. right? And I call it dis-ease. And the way that you are putting all these, I call it the pebbles on your road and on your journey, you're putting them together and formulating something that you've used on yourself. So it's like, hey guys, I've done it. I've healed myself, so I can show you. Walk us through, if you could, you know, in a couple minutes. I know it's hard to do, but walk us through that aha moment, Dawn, that you said, I have everything I need to fix this. And when did that light bulb come on for you?
Oh, wow. Actually, it was the peace I felt when I actually got my diagnosis. It's kind of a funny story. I looked at the doctor after he told me, you know, that after they biopsied the tumor, they came back and they suspected, but they didn't tell me anything for sure until they came back and said, it's stage 4 cancer. It's spread to your bones. And they were just kind of like, this is it, you know? And at that moment, I was a bit confused. I was not expecting that. However, I didn't feel scared. So yeah. I think that was the moment that all that mindset training, those years of working with the subconscious mind and doing hypnosis, that's like when it clicked. When I instead of feeling scared, my first instinct was, I got this. This is why I learned everything. Like, this must be why I know this. Like, I got this, you know? And then of course my second instinct was, you know, your brain trying to protect you, and and doubt tried to creep in. Right. Like, do I really got this? Like, oh my God, what's happening? But having the right mindset to push that aside and be like, yeah, we're not going to go there. Not what I want. I want is something different. So I'm not going to think about that.
Yeah, I like that you say that. And, you know, when we explore, like Abraham Hicks, you and I offline have touched on that. And so many of my wonderful authors and guests and entrepreneurs, you know, tap into those things. It's like, you know what you know, even though that sounds so simple. You know, no, this isn't going to be how it's going to go. This is just a little glitch on the radar here. So that's really encouraging, that calm stillness and that inner voice that you had been able to exercise through your practices over the years stepped in when you needed it most, instead of, you know, it counteracted that fight or flight, right? That fear, anxiety. Talk us through. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, and I was going to say, so that's actually where I decided that's what I want to teach. Like that's my goal when it comes to being able to help people, is to help them get those skills so they can counteract that fight or flight. So when they need it, it's there. Whether it's, you know, communicating with others, communicating with themselves, it's kind of the same framework. It's just using it in different situations.
Beautiful. Okay. This is all really good stuff, especially nowadays. There's so much going on everywhere and we're all trying to run our businesses and keep it together. And I want to say, I want to ask you, speaking of being an author, and I was just asking Dr. Vaughn this, could you share with some of the listeners and viewers what your process was for getting your book done, like executing that, and how long did it take you from start to publish to do so?
Let's see. I started writing the book. Well, it took me about a year to recover from the spinal surgery. And so I was just sitting around not doing anything. So I actually started writing about my journey and writing about everything I was going through and even problems that came up, like communicating with different doctors and this and that, and how, you know, everything works. And And as I was writing down all the different things that I was trying, or not even trying, but the different things that I've done or I learned about healing and healing disease, it just came to me. I was like, I am searching everywhere. You know, some of this information I already knew, and some of it I'm learning because I'm researching. And I was just like, it would be so nice to have it all in one place. Yeah. You know? So then I started writing it all in one place. So it took me about a year to write this book, because I had started off as like informational and kind of a how-to. And I was mm-hmm. like, that's it. And I was thinking, that's just not fun. So then I started putting in like really vulnerable stories online. And I actually believe we create our existence. And I believe everybody does, and we're capable of changing it. Just like I changed mine to health, I at one time created that disease. So I deep dive into how, like, where did that come from? When did I start, you know, doing this on a subconscious level? And when I went through all the emotions and I talked to my subconscious mind and I allowed all this information to come in, and I allowed myself to process it and feel it and then let it out and release it. I wrote about that too. And the meditations, you know, that I was doing, and sound therapy and all the things to help you to connect to this higher level. Where I believe the healing takes place. Because if I was able to get my vibration, my mindset, my energy higher than this dis-ease, then it was able to heal. And that's when every PET scan got better and better, until pretty soon they're just like, there's no active malignancy and my bones are healing. And I'm just like, exactly, because that's exactly what's going to happen, because that's exactly what I was instructing my body to do.
Wow. Let me pause you there, not to cut you off, but you're hitting on so many things that ring true. And the fact that you were that honest with yourself to go, I allowed or disallowed wellness, or I allowed dis-ease somewhere, not on purpose necessarily, intentionally, of course not. You're not, you know, but that right there is the key. Everything in our experience we are either allowing or not, and sometimes we got to be really honest with our thoughts and our habits, right? And that right there is the number one first step, I find. So I'm really blown away when you say it, but not really, because you know you're awoken to yourself. But guys, you gotta, you know, as entrepreneurs, we've got to have good conversations with ourselves and habits, and we all have things we have to work on. But what a beautiful gift to give the audience with that. And I'm so glad that you are well, and you've got some cool things brewing. I know that we've got to talk offline before we spill the tea, but you will be joining us during Oscars week as well. So I'm excited for folks to learn more and get their hands on your materials. And Dawn, come back. Will you come back soon and be on our show again?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to. And the name of my book is Healing the Body and Nurturing the Soul. It's by Dawn Torkelson. It's right there.
There it is. Hold it up real close for us, Dawn.
Oh, is it backwards?
No, it's perfect. We can see it. Okay. And we can get it, of course, on Amazon and wherever people order books, right? It's so great to see you, and I can't wait to have you back. Thank you for making time today.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Okay,
same here. Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. All right, you guys. And now we have checking in from the storm on the East Coast and one of our favorites. You know, this is all about wellness and healing. Miss Tracy Doyle, author of Life Storms. Speaking of Life Storms, Tracy, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. I'm so happy to be here. It's better to be here than outside, because believe it or not, it is still snowing. It started snowing here probably about like 1 a.m. Last night into today. And I just checked before I came on. It is still snowing. So last I checked, we had a foot. And they're saying, I don't know, we can get up to 18 inches. So
wow.
It's been fun. I'm sitting here with my hat on because I've been shoveling.
And I'm being the typical SoCal girl with my ski jacket on, and it's not even any kind of inches snowing at all. You know, we had a little flurry the other day, but wow. So I'm so glad you have electricity and good internet and you're safe and warm. And let's go full screen and reintroduce yourself to the audience, listeners and viewers, and tell us who you are.
Yeah, sure. Hey, everyone. I'm Tracy Doyle. I'm basically a successful entrepreneur. I built and led an award-winning multimillion-dollar business. I owned a company that actually served the pharmaceutical industry. I sold that business in 2023. And so as a successful CEO, I was in the business for over 20 years. And, you know, my team, I successfully led my team to, generate and deliver over $100 million in business over that 20 years. But after I sold the business, I was really, really going deep with my purpose. And so, you know, I got in touch with what I really wanted to do, which is I always wanted to help others. So currently I'm now working as a resilience coach. I've written a book sharing my experiences with emotional burnout. So today I'm a published author and a resilience coach.
Yes, adding even more things to your beautiful resume and accomplishments. And, you know, you guys, this book, Tracy is so transparent, just like our other guests today, drawing from their life experiences and really pouring it out and giving it to the collective. And I really like the surrender that Tracy has given when we first had our conversation. She's like, you know what? I'm going to do this. This is my legacy piece. And she's really come from a place that a lot of people feel despair is a good word, maybe, Tracy, back when this all came together. Let's talk about right now, the exciting time. All these opportunities are starting to happen because you decided to come into it and say yes and lean in. Share with us what you have cooking. How's the book doing? How is everything coming together?
Yeah, so the book is doing really well, thank you. And I just have a lot going on right now. So I've been a guest on a number of podcasts, and most recently, Monique, I met you.
Yes.
And since meeting you, I just want to tell the audience what an amazing person you are.
Oh.
This is all new for me, and you know, basically leaning into book promotion was probably one of the scariest things. And so what I have learned is that saying yes to any door that opens, and I'm all about. I work with my coach, and we always talk about the opportunity that's on the other side of our hesitation, and the opportunity on the other side of my hesitation is to lean into opportunities without fear. And so what I have cooking right now is I'm getting ready, if I can get out of New Jersey, to actually come to the Sundance and Film Festival and do an event with Lynn Curtin, where I'll be really raising awareness about emotional burnout, because let's face it, you know, women in particular, burnout's not an exception. It's actually a norm. One in two women actually struggle with emotional burnout. There's numerous workplace studies that show that. So it's really about bringing awareness about emotional burnout and what we can do about it. But yeah. Beyond that, I'm going to be going to the Oscars. I'm really excited about that. I recently was invited by Heather Mariana to lead a 90-minute workshop at her a spiritual retreat in Sedona in June. And beyond that, I'm getting ready to launch my first cohort. It's called the Aurora Method Academy, where I'm actually offering, you know, burnout is something that, you know, so many of us just will not give ourselves permission to get help for. So I'm actually offering, a free cohort to 30 women who are interested. I'm in the process of recruiting women right now to spend 12 weeks with me. So it's a 12-week course.
Yeah.
We meet weekly, and it's just really about taking people through the framework that I discovered for myself and that worked for me. So much happening.
I know.
And then the last thing I want to say is once I leave Park City, I'm heading to Bozeman, Montana to give a keynote presentation at the Fearless Summit in Bozeman, Montana. And I've actually been signed on to do five other talks at the Fearless Summit, which is a wonderful, wonderful program. It's owned by a woman named Charla Brown. She has an organization called One Woman, and all of the proceeds help elevate women who need education, who need microloans to get started. So I'm thrilled to be supporting that as well.
My goodness, I'm telling you, I got the chills there, Tracy. I'm really, really excited that this is all manifesting for you. And thank you for the beautiful compliment. This is why I do this show, is to support, you know, give the support maybe I didn't have or could have benefited from in the beginning of my startup journeys. And so can you, just for the next 5 minutes, if you could you give us some indicators of burnout? Maybe some that we miss, like, you know, we might know the obvious ones, but share with us what you found.
Yeah, you know, for me, burnout started out feeling like stress, right? So all of us will talk, you know, I'm stressed. Then it starts to really lean, like your whole being feels overwhelmed. So that's what most people think of burnout. They think of the stress and the overwhelm. Here's where you know you have burnout. What starts to happen after that overwhelm, so from in my story, as I was getting more increased responsibilities, you know, so all of a sudden I'm, you know, a senior director at work and I have family complexities that I'm managing behind the scenes. I have my relationship back here, like all these different things are surrounding me. So the next thing that starts to happen is all of a sudden it feels like you're in conflict with people, right? Like the only way I can describe it is if you feel frustrated and irritated. Right? Like, I can't believe they did that. I can't believe this. How could you not support me? Like, just you start getting really irritated with people.
Lashing out a bit. Yeah.
It's more like irritation and you get snarky and you start to, you know, your mind starts to go negative, right? Where, you know, like, I can't believe they this and I can't believe they that. And can you believe this? And can you believe that? You know, that's what it starts to feel like internally. Now, from the conflicts, you know, it starts to feel like you got to do and do more, right? Because, you know, I got to do everything myself because, you know, no one helps me. And you feel like you're fighting with everyone. Then the next thing that starts to happen is as you near the breaking point, you start to feel like you cannot handle one more thing.
Wow.
So what happens is it's like you could be on your way to work and you're just sobbing in your car. Right? Someone calls you and says, can you just, you know, like stop by and pick up milk on your way home? Let's say not someone, but your husband calls, can you stop and pick up milk? And you're just like, why can't you pick up milk? Like you're freaking out. Okay. You're having like these emotional meltdowns.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that those meltdowns, especially women, we think it's hormonal. It's not hormonal. It's really just your body saying you need to slow down. Stop abandoning yourself, because that's the signal when those emotional outbursts are happening, you know, and it's like reactions that you're ashamed of. Like, have you ever reacted in a way where, you know, you're just ashamed, you know, and you're just like, oh my God, I can't believe I just said it like that. Or I just said that.
Of course.
How mean it was, right? So that's when that starts to happen. That most of us will feel shame and embarrassment. That to me is literally your body kicking at that point, saying like, hello, hello, you know, wake up. Cause that's the burnout signal. From there, what starts to happen, if you get to that point, which I did, and I shared my story, but where burnout takes a lot of people when they are at that emotional breakdown point, a lot of women in particular, they start to use drugs or they start to, you know, drink heavily. And some people actually take it through to wanting to kill themselves. So that's when that wake up call in terms of conflict, because we start to think like the relationship conflicts, oh, my husband just doesn't support me, or my spouse or my significant other, like they don't get me, you know? And then it starts to, you know, my boss at work is this, and the people at work are out to get me, and they're just intentionally trying to make me look bad. Like it's that type of dialogue starts to happen. That is the signal. When the meltdowns and the crying start, that is a signal. When you're collapsing inside and you just want to avoid everybody because you're isolating, another signal. So there's a lot of signals. And a lot of us, I think that, you know, that isolation is, I just need my space. But if we're sort of just hiding out because we can't deal, because we're at that breaking, close to that breaking point, again, it's the body just going like, hello, hello, like wake up and listen.
Hello. Yes. Good, good, good. Really, really insightful and relatable and tangible feedback there, Tracy, because Yeah, you know, you want to be Superwoman and do all the things, or Superman and be, but you're not a machine. Your body needs nurturing, and you have to have boundaries. And when I was in my MBA program a year and a half, 2 years ago, and then this last 2024, up until, you know, November, I had a lot of those things. And I started putting boundaries in place. Mm-hmm. Like, I started going, Saturday's my mental health day, where I don't speak. I don't speak to anyone on the phone unless it's absolutely urgent or time sensitive to where I can't push it for another day. And I put myself completely first. Didn't matter if it was family, didn't matter if it was money, didn't matter what it was. I had to put Monique on Saturdays to not talk.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you bring up a good point with that, because for a lot of us, we don't realize that it's, and I talked about this, and I really do go deep about this in my book. You know, we often have little beliefs in our mind that are like basically saying, like, if I don't do it, it's never going to get done, or I can't trust anyone to do it, or I just can't trust anyone. Yeah. And what you're saying is you do and you do and you do and you do, right? Mm-hmm. And you know you need to stop, but you keep pushing through because you're like, okay, when life calms down, I'll stop. But you said it, you know, we don't listen to ourselves. We abandon ourselves. But when we finally realize, like what you did was putting yourself first, you know, what happens there for a lot of women is that they think it might just be like a one day thing, but because we're so inundated with communications, you know, texts and emails and, you know, people calling us, that it's what you said is so critically important. It's giving ourselves that grace to know it will be okay. And, you know, and many of us think, oh my gosh, like, you know, I'm going to fail if I don't keep up with every email.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I had to go, no, it's got to be okay. And if it's not okay, it's just not going to be okay. Like, it was because I have to be okay. Put your mask on. Yeah, I had to surrender to going, I am in a deficit here. And, you know, the isolating thing, I love being by myself. And, you know, also siphoning off my time. Like, even here at Sundance, you know, I'm like, okay, I have to prioritize this time for networking, this time for admin, this time for this, and then this is downtime now. And, you know, my partner's like, well, what about, you know, going here? I said, nope, I'm going to just do it like this, and this is why. And I walked him through the boundaries on why. Not because I didn't want to do as much, because I knew I needed to have the moment to decompress and so I could be good at the next thing, because, you know, you have a lot going on.
Exactly. I mean, and I think for, you know, for a lot of women who are struggling, finding that boundary is so important. And I think some people think boundaries is like a confrontation. There's a little, and you sort of said what one thing that I love to do is when I'm really overwhelmed with stuff now with being busy, I say, I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do that. And I call it this and that, and I get those two things done. And then what's my reward? You know, then I'm going to go for a walk. Then I'm going to take 20 minutes for myself. Then I'm going to sit and breathe. It you know, and again, when we're go, and we're human, I call it being a human doing rather than a human being, because we don't know how to be. When we give ourselves the grace to be, we show up so much better.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I tested your theory out yesterday when we were going to the Adobe House on Main Street in Park City. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? Instead of like being on 100 with the energy, I'm just going to be.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let people talk to me. And I'm not going to, because you can't siphon out all that energy for the whole 9-10 days I'm here. So I'm like, let me try it a different way. And it was really, really relaxing.
Isn't it amazing? Because like for some of us, we're people pleasers and we just go, you know, we just think we have to do this and keep doing, right? Others of us just feel like, oh my gosh, if I don't, no one will seek me out, right? We have to keep like pushing ourselves.
Right.
What you find is when you do the opposite, it all comes. It's amazing.
It's so cool. Yeah, it's like a car gear. I put myself in neutral yesterday. I was still showing up in reciprocating conversation, but I wasn't like on 100. I put it on neutral and I let other people. Well, you know, anyway, this book, you guys, get into it. I thank you, Tracy, for my beautiful note. I'll keep it personal. And the signed copy. You guys can come down here. I have full faith that Mother Nature is going to be right to Miss Tracy and team and get her here safely. And You guys can see her with Lynn Curtin from the Real Housewives of Orange County at our Fireside Chat. We had a very successful one last week on my birthday. Thank you to everyone that showed up and contributed. We loved it. There were good questions. There was good feedback. There were good connections. We'll be posting more video and content from that as we, you know, allow ourselves to process those things while we're here. But life storms, finding your clear sky. It does not matter, guys. Entrepreneurs, moms, dads, aunties, anybody, anything in between. If you are overwhelmed and you are identifying with what Ms. Doyle has said today, or you're feeling like you're getting close, don't let it happen. Don't get to the point where you want to get out of here before you need to get out of here. Pick up this book. And she has been so transparent here, and she's shared with her life's journey about having that moment of wanting to be out of here. And we're so grateful that you're not. And I know your friends and family are too. Yes. And so, Tracy, tell us where we can pick up the book. I think I know the answer.
Yeah, no, it's available on Amazon. And because so many people are busy, especially people struggling with burnout, it's also on Audible. It's an ebook, so you can get it multiple formats on Amazon.
Good. Well, I'm so glad that the book is doing well, and I will be in touch really soon. And safe travels and journey here, and we will see really soon. You've got to come back before you do any more events with us.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really thrilled. All right. See you soon.
Thank you, Tracy.
Okay, bye.
All right, guys. That was Tracy Doyle, and we had so much fun today on the show. I hope some of these tips can help you. It really, if you start applying it, it really will help. I promise you it will, from someone that was experiencing burnout to the point of complete exhaustion in the last year and a half. I've made some shifts in my schedule, in my life, and there's nothing wrong with putting boundaries and explaining why. It doesn't mean it's a no. It means let's do it in this frame, or this is what I have on my plate, or my dance card is full. Communicating those things and letting people know in your life, and then they'll I think they people respect that. Even with your business partners, just communicating what you can do, what you're working on, and what you just can't do right now, I think is really healthy, and you'll be more productive and you'll feel good about it. Because when you have a day off and you still think, oh my God, I have this to do. Also, I want to give you guys this tip that I've always said, get a piece of paper before you go to bed, write down what you have to do the next day and put it by the nightstand and dump it out. Because then you can sleep. You know, you won't forget it. It's there. And you can get to it when you're rested. So that's my little tip to piggyback all the beautiful tips on how to fortify your body with Dr. Vaughn and all the things about healing and manifestation and balance with Dawn Torkelson. And of course, with Tracy Doyle, Life Storms and recognizing burnout and how to recover from that. You guys, what will you start today? Greetings from Park City, Utah, Sundance Week. If you guys want tickets, go to Eventbrite, type in Sundance and type in Park City, Utah, and you will find our event there and grab your ticket. It's a limited space. We'll see you next Wednesday if you guys decide to come out, if you're around, if you think you could benefit. We've got swag bags and books and all kinds of great things to give away. And what we started today, I will see you next week. Be well. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.